Thank you so much for having me. I actually live in New York, and so I feel very fortunate because I love Baltimore and the Stoop, so thanks for having me. Okay, so a couple of years ago, my mother, on Christmas morning, gave me a box with very fancy wrapping paper, and I opened it up, and it was this beautiful china dish that painted dark green, shaped like an upturned leaf, and I said, "Mom, I love it." And she said, "I'm so glad. Now wrap it up, darling, and hand it back." This is the pattern. Every time she gives me something nice, a fairly heirloom or maybe a piece of jewelry, is that she takes it back and puts it in a box in the basement with all of the others. And this is the argument that we have every time I can't have them, but I could see them. I could go visit my presents the way that, like, Scrooge McDuck would swim through his vault of money. But I can't take them with me to New York. And she says, because it'll be stolen. What does a crackhead want with China? Or you'll lose it. Has she seen my apartment? How small it is? The only thing I lose there is my dignity. Or she'll say, it'll break. And she has me there because an item is more likely to break if it's being used than if it's cocooned in bubble wrap purgatory. And then finally she'll end the argument by saying, just let me keep it for you. Keep it till when? Exactly. That box in my parents' basement in Greensboro, North Carolina, is a very patient bribe. It's like a dowry or a fatted calf. She doesn't want either of her leaves to fall too far from the tree. Now, Southerners also have a long tradition of hiding things from Yankees. My great-grandfather was six when the Union soldiers commandeered his family's house in Goldsboro, North Carolina. His mother had buried the silver, which we still have in the family, but the soldiers did make off with his pet Shetland pony when they left North Carolina and marched with it back up north for good. This sort of thing is still happening today, actually, people coming from up north to rob the South. And even though my father still doesn't lock his car because he says it's an insult to the neighborhood, it's not the neighbors he should be worried about, it's the gypsies. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about the Romani people who've been unfairly persecuted for centuries. I mean, it's possible that they're related. I don't know. What I think is just that these people have darker skin and they steal, so Southerners call them gypsies. I don't know, in fact, who these people are, but I can tell you what they do, is that they come down every spring and they rob the same houses whose doors are unlocked every year. They walk right through the front door and take a person's silver and jewelry, put it in the homeowner's own suitcase, and then walk back out the front door with it, which is how Gene Johnston came to be pulling into his driveway, look out the window, and remark, "That guy has the same luggage I do." Now, my mother also grew up around gypsies, the actual kind, when Romani people used to travel through the South in caravans selling tonics and telling fortunes. These people were not thieves, but my mother was still scared of them because my grandmother had told her that gypsies steal children. Now, you may be familiar that this was a common slander of the time. I don't say that to give my grandmother any credit because she was not above scare tactics. When I was six, she asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I said a cheerleader. And she said, "No, no, honey, cheerleaders get diseases." I remember watching football games with my dad and thinking, "Oh, God, those poor girls. I hope they don't die." And also, why would anyone choose that profession? I kept, on Christmas Day, I couldn't stop thinking about that china dish because the thing was is that I had no memory of it. I had never seen it before in my grandmother's house, which made me decide that not only had it been sitting in a box since she died and was about to sit in another box waiting for me until God knows when, but it had also been in a box while she was alive. And we get these beautiful things that we treasure that exist to be used, but then we just put them in the ground so they're safe and pristine, but inert and impotent. And I decided I wanted to resurrect the dead. Later on that night, when everyone was asleep, I went downstairs and I found the green leaf dish. and I stole it. And I went upstairs and I put it in my suitcase and marched it out the front door onto a plane and back to my Brooklyn apartment where I use it. And it sits on top of my chest of drawers, and I put all manner of crap in it. Lip gloss, stamps, receipts, I mean, really, things far beneath its breeding. Drugs, condoms, an iPod full of podcasts of Aaron's shows. I mean, anything. But I think it's happy. It's a dish, I don't know, but I think it is. And I wonder if that Shetland pony was. Thanks.
Jane Borden.